Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Herman's Coffee here at 1313 South 3rd Street with co-owner Matt Falco. So you just hit your one-year anniversary. How's it going?
It's been great. It's been an awesome year. The neighborhood's been super supportive. I kind of asked for any more from them. Yeah, it's just been fun.
You've got the garage doors open. This is a coffee shop in a garage. Can you describe what it looks like?
Yeah, it was before us, it was an old auto repair shop. It was a Amoco gas station, I believe, originally. And I mean, I just fell in love with the space because it has two giant garage doors on both sides. So you get an awesome cross breeze when you're sitting in here. It just makes it very like open air space right in the middle of like a really quiet, nice neighborhood in Pennsport.
With a lot of parking.
With a lot of parking. Parking's very easy during the day, which is great.
In the winter, do you just shut the garage doors?
Yeah, we just close the garage doors. We have a wood stove in the corner, and we put some of our signature lawn chairs around it so you can sit in front of the fireplace and sip on your coffee. It stays pretty nice and toasty in here.
One of the characteristics of this place that I'm noticing right off the bat is the smell.
Yeah, well, we roast all the coffee right here in-house, so on any afternoon you can walk in, there's a good chance that I'll be back here roasting a fresh batch of coffee, and it smells pretty great.
How did you learn to roast?
I have a friend who has been doing it for a very long time. He has over 10 years experience, and I worked with him for quite a while, and he helped me guide me through the whole process and teach me the ins and outs.
So describe the concept. I mean, it looks like you're obviously encouraging people to hang out and sit. You've got games.
Yeah, I mean, we're a coffee shop, but I want to be a community hangout as much as possible. We have two giant communal tables, you know, a bunch of board games, hoping that people just sit here for all afternoon, just have fun and enjoy the place and use it as a place to meet their neighbors and socialize.
And you've got a lot of things happening. So tell me about what's going on. You use this beautiful, unique space as also a meeting space, an event space.
Sure. Well, for the 10 years prior to this, I was in the beer industry. So I'm friends with a lot of the breweries, and now I invite them to come set up here and use this as a space to help promote their brands and a new market for them. And then we have food trucks on Sundays just to have like a rotating food option for the neighbors to come try. And then we close at 6 most days, so we might as well start using it for events. So most Fridays or Saturday nights, there'll either be some kind of dinner or a comedy show or a wine class or just something fun and different for the neighbors.
What's going on for the month of September?
So we have an Asian fusion barbecue dinner coming up with Hawker East Inspired Eats in Neshaminy Creek. That's on September 8th. The following weekend, we have Separatist Beer Company here, who's one of the breweries out of Easton we actually collaborated and made a coffee with. We have an Oktoberfest coming up with 2SP Brewing Company. We have a comedy show at the end of the month with, I believe that'll be Separatist Brewery. We'll be here again for that. And about 6 local comics who've all been incredibly funny so far. This will be the 6th time for that. We just build a little stage in the background and just leave the doors wide open and let the comics do their thing.
And what kind of reception have you gotten for that?
It's been a full house pretty much every time, which is great. I mean, our host, Tyler Wolf, has done a great job getting a great dais of comics, and they've all been really quite funny, so people just keep coming back, and it's been a good time.
You're utilizing the space at all hours.
As many hours as I can.
Tell me about the Alex's Lemonade Stand coffee that you have going on.
Well, one of the things we like to do very much is collaborate with other businesses as much as possible. We have a bunch of collaboration coffees, but we didn't have one that was like a charitable aspect to it, so I reached out to Alex's Lemonade Stand to see if they would want to work together, see if we could help raise some money for their foundation to help fight childhood cancer. And they were all on board, so I had the whole team from them come in here, and we drank a whole bunch of coffees, figured out what they liked, what we didn't like, and then they came up with a blend, and then we bagged it up, and we sell it to raise money for their cause.
Anything connected with lemon?
So yeah, there's a little bit of a citrusy notes to it. Yeah, there's some brighter citrusy coffees in there, but it's not going to taste like lemonade. But we had a lemonade drink we made when we launched it and used that to help raise money as well.
And it's in your shelves. What's it called?
It's called Alex's Blend. Then we made some like t-shirts and tote bags, and we do some special drinks once in a while, and a portion of that will all go to the cause.
How's it been for the past year, being in the neighborhood, having this business here?
It's been great. I love being in Pennsport. I've always wanted to own a coffee shop, so it's been kind of like a dream come true.
What is it that you love about owning a coffee shop?
I just love the atmosphere of it. I love the community aspect. And it's just, everyone's so friendly and laid back in a coffee shop. Everyone's there because they want to be there. It's a pleasure for people, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a chore for them to come to the coffee shop. They come because they want to. And you make a lot of friends and meet some really interesting people.
What kind of relationships have you built over the past year?
I feel like I've become friends with most of the neighbors. Like, you know, every day when they come and just catch up on life and just get to know them.
What's been the most challenging part about this past year?
Winter was a little rough. It was a cold winter, but I think just like the normal challenges of opening a business, you know, the ups and downs.
Is there an event that you're most looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to that Asian Fusion Barbecue event on the 8th with Hawker. They've always been a crowd favorite when they come, and Neshaminy is one of my favorite breweries, so it should be a fun night.
Tell me about that dinner. How does it work?
The truck usually pulls up outside, and they'll set up a special menu just for the event. I think he's doing like 6 or 7 different barbecue platters, like curry chicken legs and bao burgers, and then the brewery will be set up in one part of the coffee shop, and you can go order your beers from them. You can order food from the truck, or you can come grab a coffee or tea beverage from us. It's great. We don't have a kitchen, so having a truck gives us the opportunity to actually serve food here. You know, every Sunday there's a different truck here for brunch, and you know, the neighbors love it. You know, it's easy to change up the type of food we have. You know, it's always a different menu every time we have somebody.
Tell me about the machine. We got to talk about that.
We have a Dietrich IR12, which it looks big, I guess, but we can roast about, you know, 18 pounds of coffee at a time. And you know, it's an American-made machine. It's in red, which matches our aesthetic quite perfectly.
And what does Herman think of your shop?
So Herman didn't know about the shop until about a week before he opened it. He lives in New York now, but my mom brought him down, and everything is set up with like Herman's on the outside and his picture hanging on the wall. And he went and hid because he didn't want to cry in front of me. But he loved it, you know. I wish he lived closer so he could come see him more often.
What facilitated such a close relationship with your grandfather?
I was always really close to him growing up, you know. I spent a lot of time with him. And then when I came to think what to name the place, like, one of my memories of him was every time I'd go visit him, he'd be sitting in his garage with the door wide open, but he'd be inside the garage on his lawn chair. He'd never go outside. So I was just sitting here with all the garage doors trying to think what's name, and it just reminded me of him. I was like, you know, Herman would love this place. He'd be sitting there with his coffee in the morning, just staring out at the world, and, you know, that's kind of what I envision the customers. They can come here, just sit in one of his old lawn chairs and just watch as everyone goes by.
So these lawn chairs are like Herman's mascot, it seems.
Yeah, it's what he would always sit in. Like, they had tons of them at the house when I was growing up. They're much harder to find nowadays than they were back then. But yeah, it's kind of become our signature. And he said it was his favorite chair, so it was a perfect fit. And they're very South Philly. Everyone uses these to save their parking spot back in the day. And everyone can familiarize himself with, like, the old webbed lawn chairs.
You've got them all around the tables and also on your t-shirts.
Yep, well, it's our logo. The chair has become our logo. We use sometimes just the chair and don't even put the Herman's name on it. We can brand ourselves beyond the chair. That's kind of, it's our my favorite part of the logo. So
the red webbed lawn chair.
Yeah, I love the red. My cousin designed it. I thought it came out great. So put it on everything.
I guess it was either that or his face.
Yeah, and he wasn't that pretty, so we skipped that.
What do you hope the next year brings?
More of the same. Opportunities to work with more of the neighbors, get to know more neighbors, more collaborations, and just have fun. Just keep enjoying roasting coffee and having a coffee shop.
Matt Falco is co-owner here at Herman's Coffee, 1313 South 3rd Street. Congratulations on your anniversary and all that you've done in the neighborhood.
Thanks, I appreciate the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.